what is comparative oncology?
Comparative oncology involves clinical trials that include companion species, primarily dogs and cats.
We are going to be taking a biopsy today so that we can look at how overall his cancer is behaving currently.
We happen to be a program located within the Center for Cancer Research that focuses on trying to understand pet dogs and the cancers that they develop naturally and how those relate to humans and how we can study them and improve the lives of both species.
It's a big boy.
So what we're doing in the dog trials is exactly analogous to what we could be doing in human trials.
There's the melanoma right here.
So osteosarcoma is relatively common in dogs.
If it wasn't for Dr. Mason and the work that she's doing with the vaccine, he wouldn't be here today.
This is basically, on a cellular level, a human case of osteosarcoma and a dog case of osteosarcoma. Both of these look really very, very similar. Clinically, they present in the same way. Biologically, they act in the same way.
I remember I asked them if I could see it under a microscope. It was a weird moment seeing the literal thing that is trying to kill me.
Center.
Being diagnosed with cancer at 20 years old is definitely difficult. There are scientists and veterinarians out there that their full-time job is looking at canine cancers, osteosarcoma, trying to come up with a cure. And I am one of the people that they are trying to cure.
Premiere on PBS Wisconsin.